cross-links reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of our show. We are going to devote this entire second hour to domestic political issues, and obviously you can't talk about domestic political issues, perception issues, et cetera, without enlarging your scope of conversation, for lack of better terms, to the international level, and that's what we're going to do. We've got two folks, gentlemen, with us right now who I think are the best in this area in terms of expertise, in terms of knowledge, in terms of experience. One is Glenn Downs, who is a regular guest on our program and is the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina, an incredibly astute, well-informed individual. And then the other one is Bob Moriarty, and Bob is virtually a regular guest on our show also, and he kind of doesn't really almost need an introduction. He's probably one of the best-known folks out there over these waves, for lack of better terms. Corey, you know, what I thought would be interesting if we began talking about, and not make a joke out of it, but really talk about what really has been accomplished from a economic standpoint over the last 5 years or so. Obviously, that's going back over since 2008 when President Obama, that's 6 years now, when President Obama stepped into office. I think the only thing personally that's happened is by hook or by crook, the economy has survived in spite of the fact that fundamentally it really almost shouldn't have done that. Bob, let's start out with you. What do you think about that?
So can you simplify the question?
What was your date of birth? But no, my question purely and simply is, what has been accomplished domestically, economically, okay, by the United States over the last 6 years economically?
Well, the Federal Reserve has taken a economic downturn and they turned it into the greatest depression in world history. It's a ticking time bomb, and the only good thing that I could say is that it's going to be so obvious when we get into it that they destroyed the world's economy that it will kill central banking for all time. We just loaded the economy up with debt that can never be paid. We destroyed the credibility of the United States. And everybody's holding their nose, pretending they don't smell the odor, but they all do. They pretty much destroyed the world's economy.
Bob, I must say, you know, not very positive comments by you, that's for sure. But you can't really disagree with the fact that the Fed has continued to print money. Economies around the world have continued to print money. And really, the U.S. is just looked poorly on and no longer a world leader, I would say. Glenn,
well, we are a leader, but we're not a leader in good things. We're a leader in bad things.
I feel like we're definitely losing traction, though, however, and I don't think you're going to disagree with that. Glenn, what are some of your comments on where we have been or where we have gotten to in the past 5 years?
Well, thanks for asking, Corey. Whether you agree with it or not, you know, Mr. Obama's getting his health care bill passed was quite an accomplishment. And he also got a $1 trillion economic stimulus plan passed. That was an accomplishment. And, you know, obviously, I disagree with both of those courses of action. But they've also done a lot to expand through fiat. A lot of the entitlement programs, very aggressively promoting and expanding availability to a lot of entitlement programs, in addition to all the things that we've talked about the central bankers doing. So I agree with Bob, though, that it's had the effect of basically kicking the can down the road to an extent, so the worst of the economy has not manifested itself, but at a terrible, terrible potential cost, you have the total levels of debt out there of all forms, you know, private, public, and other, and personal, I mean, corporate, individual debt, student loan debt, all the categories of debt writ large, in addition to the contingent liabilities of governments, are, are just phenomenally higher than they were 5-6 years ago. So, and of course, the incomes that would potentially be available to support those new debt levels haven't risen anything like the multiples that the debts themselves have risen. So there comes a day of reckoning. I personally think it's not that far down the road here, but those things that I just enumerated were accomplishments. These are things that did happen, for good or for ill, here in the last 5-6 years.
You know, I got to tell you, I think the one thing that's happened is the fact that the United States, the average person in the United States, has now convinced that a lot of things that the government is saying are absolutely correct. You know, if you ask the president, for example, what has been accomplished since he took office, he would say, number one, the conventional stock market has appreciated greatly, and that has been wonderful for the American people. He would say that inflation has been kept to minimal numbers, and the way they calculate inflation, that's true, was somewhere down under 2%. He would say that when I took office, the unemployment rate was such and such, and now we're down to 6.5%. The American people pretty much would believe that those things are absolutely true, when in fact, I mean, we deal with this stuff every single day, and in fact, we know the employment numbers, yes, they're true the way they're calculated. We know the inflation numbers are true the way they're calculated, okay, and just touching on those two, but they're calculated totally differently than they have been in the past. They give an absolutely fictitious picture of where the U.S. economy is. Bob, I got to believe you got to agree with me on that.
No, I agree 100%, and I have to agree with Glenn. And certainly he's far closer to it. We have turned the United States into a socialist heaven. The government giveaway programs have been expanded beyond belief, to the extent that the government is trying to get people to sign up for these giveaway programs. Now, it's going to end badly. That's all I can say. Obamacare is the biggest disaster I think the government has done in 200 years. It's incredible to me how bad it is. But it's all going to blow up, and we know what's coming.
Bob, one quick comment from what I've been reading on Obamacare right now. It's not even going to fully come into effect, at least for those people that don't have insurance that agrees with the program, until Obama's actually out of office. I find that to be an incredible stat and shows that this is just a horrible, horrible idea that is moving forward. Glenn, we don't have much time left, only a minute left. Is there anything positive, any industries that we have done well with?
Well, I think most of the things that have done well have been despite the government, not because of them. So I'm not sure you could classify those as accomplishments of government and or President Obama or government writ large over that period of time. I mean, you have had some success, and obviously things have continued on in electronics and biotechnology, and there's been some success with obviously increasing the levels of petroleum output in the United States. But again, how sustainable that's going to be over the long run is debatable, but it certainly has happened, but it's not happened because of the government. So.
We've got to take a real quick break right now. We've got about 10 seconds to go here, and then the stations have to break to basically announce their call letters, send some ads out, etc. But I got to tell you, I find this conversation to be very, very interesting. We're all leading up to what we're going to be talking about in the fourth segment of the second hour, and I think you're going to find our conclusions to be more than just a little bit thought-provoking. Be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, it would appear that the way this conversation is going is we don't have a lot of optimism for the future of the United States, and I think that the conclusion that a lot of people would come to is that, well, that's the case because of the current administration, and more on that later. But talking about the current administration and the possibilities of change here in 2014, it is an election year. You think anything is going to change, Glenn?
Well, not really, but maybe a little bit. And here's what I mean by that. The Republicans, all of the independent observers think Republicans will maintain control of the House. And in fact, the odds seem to be people like Stu Rothenberg, the Rothenberg Political Report that handicaps these races across the country for mostly corporate interest, news media interest, and those sort of things, now thinks that we might be talking about actually gaining a few Republican seats in the House. And he now has got it. This is where the maybe comes. We're definitely looking at big Republican pickups in the Senate because there are so many more Democratic seats up this time, and the cycle is kind of going against the Democrats at this point, and it sure looks like it's starting to get baked in the cake for the fall. And he actually puts it at slightly better than 50-50 that Republicans will retake the Senate. Then the question becomes, okay, let's suppose the Republicans control the House and the Republicans control the Senate. What happens? What will Republicans do differently? I mean, you have some more leverage, but you still have Mr. Obama there in the White House. So what is it? You know, you can't sign things into law. You can't without his signature. So what? How different will things be? And my own sense is that while the political climate will be different, and they certainly can do some defensive things against what Obama is talking about doing, so many of these things that we talked about in the last segment are already baked in the cake. You know, it's like giving up cigarette smoking after you're diagnosed with lung cancer is only going to be a very, very marginal help. And so that's kind of where we are. We're pretty deep down the line. But politically, the winds for 2014 look like they're blowing in this country in the Republicans' way.
Everything that I've been reading as well, Glenn, agrees with you on that one. The approval rating for Obama has been going down. People just seem to be turning away from this current administration just because they haven't been able to make the country better, really progress us in any certain way. Bob, I think you agree with us, but you probably have some other comments, don't you?
Well, if I was a Republican, I would take everything that Obama said in 2008 and I would feed it to them. This is going to be a situation where they're not going to be able to elect a Democratic dog catcher. Obamacare is such an utter disaster. The economy is a disaster. We look like total fools in the eyes of the world geopolitically. So all you have to do to feed a Democrat is tie them to Obama and all the broken promises he's made. I'm astonished. I despised George Bush, and I actually feel sorry for Obama because he's such an enormous disappointment.
Yeah, he really is a disappointment. I think that he had the opportunity to really change the perception, for lack of better terms, of the typical politician. And I think the only thing that he's done, really, in my opinion, is I think he has really widened the gap in the United States in terms of opinion. I don't think he's been a real credit to the office so far. And I guess the reason I say that is because his agenda, I think, was really not timely. His agenda, in my opinion, and Glenn, I'd like you to correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think that the president's agenda really was one of a socialistic nature. And yes, by all indications today, with Obamacare and some of the other things, one could say that that has been accomplished. But as we're going to get into later on in the show, I think that the average American, because the perception of America has eroded so badly, I think that people are going to really strongly oppose his thoughts, his philosophy, and his party in the future. What do you think, Glenn?
Thinking beyond 2014, I think, is a mistake, because you can talk, I think, intelligently about 2014, but to get into 2016, I've made my call. I think we will, the likelihood is very high, we're going to have another really big credit event will manifest itself before 2016, probably after this year, but before 2016. So as such, the whole grounds can change, the whole landscapes just shot flat over to one side, and any analysis you make today would not be valid 2 years from now, in my opinion. But for this year, I think you're right. I think, you know, the Obama approval rating is pretty low, and it is probably near its just base low. You know, you've got between, he's got, you know, strong support from, you know, certain groups of minority voters, really committed liberals, college professors, those sorts of people. And he's kind of approaching that base. So that's one problem for him. The second problem is lack of enthusiasm and these off-year elections amongst the young people that vote, say, you know, 18 to 25 that might vote. 20% of them come out and vote in the presidential year. This year, they may go to 12, you know, that kind of thing. So you get, your support has gone down to reach some new base, but then the enthusiasm level falls and the turnout level falls and it hits you sort of as a double whammy. So the Democrats right now, their scheme is to, and this is not a great secret, but it's not talked about much on the NBC News or anything. They're putting literally tens of millions of dollars into putting people on the ground just to go out and, you know, find them, count them, vote them. And that's their hope against just a total disaster year in 2014. We'll see how well that goes. But right now, everything that's objective and rational points towards a real backlash, you know, the typical off-year election in the second term of an incumbent president, and that's going to really, you know, accrue against Mr. Obama's benefits.
Glenn, I have a quick question for you regarding the special election in Florida, which happened earlier this month. David Jolly, the Republican, won out over Alex Silk, while Alex Silk actually spent more money on their campaign. Do you think this is a precursor?
Yeah, I think the dynamic that happened down there, it was the same as, you know, as what I just described. That you just had lack of enthusiasm amongst Obama voters and a kind of a backlash against the status quo generally. I don't know that David Jolly is he's a former congressional staffer like me, so he's going to come here and burn the place down or anything. But bear in mind, that's a district that Obama won twice in 2008 and 2012, and it wasn't close in either instance. This is not a nail-biter down there in that district. So that's a real – there's nothing that a Democrat can objectively look at and take solace in from that race.
Is it a precursor of things to come? Well, time will tell. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Q curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold and Glenn Downs of political fame. He is the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones. He has been in politics for a long, long time, and he's really our go-to guy, along with Jeff Dice, when it comes to domestic and international political issues, for that matter. You know, we were chatting in the last segment about, you know, just how bad is the situation for Democrats right now. Corey, you brought up the recent election that a Republican won, specifically in an area where President Obama had won two elections, you know, in there. And I guess my question is, we do have 2016 coming up. I know Glenn says we don't want to look that far ahead. We want to look at 2014. And in many cases, I would agree with that. But I want to chat just a little bit about the potential outcome in 2016. Number one, I think it's a given fact that unless a tragedy occurs for her, I think that Hillary Clinton will be the nominee for the Democratic presidential nomination. And I would say that right now it's looking very, very good for Rand Paul. I read a poll just recently, earlier this week, where Gallup said that it was running about 52, Mrs. Clinton, 48, Rand Paul, if in fact they were the nominees. I guess I would like to ask you first, Glenn, what are Rand Paul's chances?
Well, okay, with the proviso that I obviously am very suspect about any predictions made that far in advance, they're better than they would have been a year ago. For example, you know, there's some distance between he and his dad, and that so he's more palatable to more conventionally Republican people. But on the other hand, I can tell you, you know, the entire Republican establishment in Washington, I mean, the people that are the, you know, the K Street crowd and the like, he's not exactly their cup of tea. They will rally behind, say, a Jeb Bush. Yeah, I know that's what we need, one more Bush-Clinton race, but that's what the powers that be around here on both sides would like. So it's going to depend, I guess, to a very large extent, it seems to me, on how much that ground really does shift between now and 2016. If in fact, we have 2008 2.0 happens again, or some 2014, 2015 version of that happens between now and then. Suddenly, the idea of a Rand Paul sounds a lot more palatable to a lot more people when you have the normal powers to be around here, you know, are going for bailout, you know, 2.0 or, you know, just more of the same. He's certainly not a fringe candidate by any means, but yeah, I'm not sure he's gotten the critical velocity yet to really take off, but it could happen.
All of this is really just speculation because, as you said, a lot can happen in that amount of time. But one thing Rand has definitely done is garner a lot of attention for himself. He has been very much in the spotlight recently, and people have been shifting onto his side, I feel. But I still have the issue that he could have the same thing that his father had, trying to go through, that he might not get the media attention and might not get the support from a few of the crucial players out there that need to support him. Bob, do you think Rand can actually make a run, or do you think there's somebody else that we should be really considering?
If you go back to the 2008 election, Ron Paul was thoroughly demonized by the powers that be and by the media. He had enormous support from young people, from the military, from true conservatives, and they demonized him, and I think they would do the same thing to Rand Paul. The actual range of candidates is so narrow. There is no difference between Republicans and Democrats. When you talk about conservatives, when you talk about liberals, you're inferring Americans have choice. And that's absolute rubbish. We don't have choice. We are fed the candidates by the powers that be, by Wall Street and the banking interests and the media and by the insurance companies. We don't have a choice in the United States. And there is no significant difference between one candidate and another.
You know, we have a lot of very active people on our website. You know, the general consensus among these folks is what we have here is a two-headed snake. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. The only difference, however, and I'd stick to my guns on this one, and that is I think the social agenda for the liberals is very, very different from the social agenda of the conservatives.
Well, that's one of those things that's true, but it's meaningless. We do not have a multi-party system. We do not have leadership. Now, you can like Ron Paul or dislike Ron Paul, but he's the only candidate I can think of in the last 15 years who actually stood for anything. These guys are a bunch of wishy-washy losers. I'm so disappointed. And my impression of what the rest of the world thinks is they look at America and say, you guys are supposed to be exceptional. Where do you keep finding these losers?
Glenn, now let's look across the aisle. We've talked about the Republicans. Let's talk about the Democrats. We have Hillary Clinton. A lot of people seem to think that she is going to run. She has a big team behind her, large donor pool. However, she would be 69 on Election Day. And then do you think Joe Biden has any chance? Who do you think is the main player coming out of that camp?
Obviously, I think Hillary would be the odds-on favorite if she goes. But there are persistent rumors that it's not as inevitable that she actually runs as some people think. I mean, you're lining things up, but there are persistent rumors she's got health problems. I'm not sure how true that is, but if she doesn't go, I mean, you'll have obviously Biden there. Martin O'Malley, the former mayor of Baltimore and current governor of the state of Maryland, is running. I think Rahm Emanuel, of all people, has talked about running. Illinois and Chicago are doing so well, I think they'll do it for the rest of the country, too. So I'm sure, you know, people will kind of come out of the woodwork. But, you know, just to reinforce something Bob said, and you too, Al, in many ways, being here on Capitol Hill, I see lots of differences between Republicans and Democrats. And I see lots of differences on things that matter. But on the things that matter most, it's frankly difficult to see much difference between the ruling elite. So, for example, if you take a look at foreign policy and you take a look at monetary policy and treasury / fiscal policy, frankly, it's the same people running the show, not just the same class of people, in some cases the exact same individuals running the shows under Obama as it ran under Bush. When Timothy Geithner was the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank under George W. Bush, he wasn't any more or less bad or good than he was when he was Treasury Secretary under President Obama. And you have Victoria Nuland, who's been much in the news now over the Secretary of State for European Affairs, who's been very much in the news for her Ask the EU comment, is the wife of Robert Kagan from the Projects of the New American Century, who was an instrumental foreign policy driver under the Bush administration. You know, the people that are that care about those things, playing chess with the world and chess with monetary policy, and yeah, they say, hey, you go have your fights about gay marriage, or you can go have your fights about whether you're going to have no child left behind, and they don't care about that. As long as we're sort of running the show here on money, foreign policy, treasury policy, that's what matters. Just like Rothschild said, give me the power to print the money, I don't care who else makes the laws. That's what matters.
That's a really good point. The neocons who led us into the biggest military catastrophe in American history in Iraq are the same guys who just led us into another disaster in Ukraine. I mean, it's the same people in charge. Have we learned nothing from these people?
It is an unfortunate road that we are going down. Everybody, we're going to take a quick commercial break and then join us when we are right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, I had an interesting experience. I don't know if I shared this with both of you guys. Actually, I know I shared it with Corey, but I was flying back from Tirana a couple of weeks ago, and I was sitting in a seat between a husband and wife, and husband was career change, you know. He said, I turned 50 and he'd made an awful lot of money, and he said, so I decided to go into something totally different. And he said, I went into management recruiting, very high level management recruiting. And I said, that's interesting. And I said, you're working in Vancouver? And he said, yeah. And then we started talking, you know, about politics, etc. And then he said, do you want to hear something really funny? And I said, yeah, what's that? And he said, so many of my clients are people who are leaving the United States. He said, it is absolutely amazing. And my comment was, I don't find that hard to believe at all. Who wants to take that one?
Yeah, I don't have any issue with that. The United States is going downhill so rapidly, and a lot of people get it. The number of people who are turning in their passports has doubled under Obama. And, we're just going down the wrong path. It's the end of empire. That's when you get the idiots in charge. That's when you get the government trying to steal every penny they can from the population. Every country gets 100 years where they're an empire, and we've had ours.
One thing that I have to say, guys, growing up, when I was a lot younger, it just seemed like if something happened around the world, everybody looked to the U.S., and then the U.S. would do something or do what they needed to do, and then that situation seemed to be resolved. Nowadays, people are standing up to the U.S. Nobody is really listening to them. They don't think that they really carry the big stick that they used to, and I can't disagree with that. I think that's a very key sign to showing just how much people or just how much the U.S. has fallen from the powers that it truly possessed a little while ago. Glenn, your comments?
Well, Corey, one of the reasons I think people did look to the U.S. more earlier than they do today is because you have to have a moral, not just have a big stick, but have some moral authority behind it. And as this recent situation with the Ukraine has really put a shining, glaring light on, there's just breathtaking hypocrisy that's taking place here, that the United States is espousing standards that we ourselves, I mean, our government is espousing standards that we ourselves have not lived up to. You're talking about respecting international law and having plebiscites that we don't like and the whole thing. And so that you end up losing, you know, people stop looking to you when you start losing your moral authority. And then secondly, talking about a non-government, it's a governmental thing, but non-governmental thing at the same time. One of the great leaders, one of the areas the United States has been a great leader in recent years has been in technology and not just, you know, internet stuff, but electronics and software and the leaders in those things have been in the United States. And this has been really severely damaged because of all the embedded spying that's come from the National Security Agencies and others. It's been now widely discovered and increasingly discovered that there are back doors being built into all the software coming out of the U.S., back doors built into chips coming out of the U.S., so that the NSA or other government agencies have a right to go look at it. Well, suddenly everybody overseas is saying, hey, I don't want any of that stuff on my computer. And so people are trying to find, and are successfully doing it, finding other places to go. So there's another area where we're shooting ourselves, or at least our government or elements of our government are shooting ourselves in the foot in an area that we have been really a leader in, and we're going to forfeit that lead, and we're forfeiting it rapidly because of this surveillance state. People want a total information awareness. I want to record everything, take it all down, and other countries want no part of that.
I tell you, that leads me to the next subject, and that is, I'm glad you brought that up, and I think that that's a very, very good point, the fact that, and I think that diminishes the stature of the United States internationally. There's no question about that. You know, we've got about, I don't know, 5 minutes or so left here, and I have to tell you, I think a lot of things are, and I'm not bashing my country, I love my country, but I just think there are some real mistakes being made right now, and thank God we have free speech and we're able to say something like that in a public forum without, you know, any significant fear of reprisal. But I have to tell you, I think where the United States really lost it in terms of international opinion was this recent situation with the Crimea. And the reason I say that is because the outcome that that President Putin wanted definitely came out, and that outcome was about as sure a thing as you could get even before it actually occurred. And I found the president, the vice president, more so than the vice president, because he really was a bit player in that thing, but the Secretary of State, they said some things that the whole world heard that were absolutely ridiculous. And anybody with an IQ, you know, above 60 knew how stupid some of the things they said were. And, you know, the one that really got my attention big time when I first heard it, I heard John Kerry saying this, was that Russia was going back to 19th century politics. You cannot invade a sovereign country. My God, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You know, let's talk about Iraq. Let's talk about Afghanistan. Tell me the difference. Tell me the difference, Glenn.
Well, that's the problem. There isn't.
No, there really is a difference. There is absolutely a difference. Russia has interests in Crimea, period. End of story. Crimea was part of Russia. Sevastopol is Russia's only warm water port. Russia has interests in Crimea. Now, that said, the United States had no interest in invading Iraq. We didn't win anything. We were no better off. We're no better off paying people to run a civil war in Syria. We're no better off threatening Iran. We're no better off dropping drones in Pakistan, in Yemen, in paying for the people who overthrew the government of Libya. Russia had interests, and the president of that country took action to protect the interests of his country. He did it in a democratic way. And we don't do that. So, yes, there is absolutely a difference.
You want to respond to that, Glenn?
Well, you know, actually, I was talking about just as a matter of international law, quote unquote. But before, I know we're running out of time, along those lines, one of the things that really concerns me about this Crimea / Ukraine situation is the ability, the possibility, I think this is far from over, and the ability, the prospect that this could escalate in ways that people who lit this fuse may not have fully appreciate. You know, the people are just not used to the idea of anybody shooting back. There might not be bullets being shot back at us, but all of a sudden, you know, the lights go off because computer control systems are hacked and are brought down. The idea that markets could be crashed via remote control from East Asian or East European hackers or Russian hackers and people just don't really appreciate the asymmetrical kinds of ways that people could respond. But I think one, you know, if U.S. does the same thing we did in Syria, which is now up the ante, which will force Putin or compel Putin to go up the ante again. And now we're talking about countries with nuclear weapons. And I just, you know, it doesn't take a fanciful imagination to think about cascading events getting out of hand in really, really catastrophic ways. And I'm not sure we have people running the show around here who are thoughtful enough about what might happen, but they're more interested in winning, you know, the great game.
You know, and I think what I'd like to say as the final word on this thing is real simple. I think the leadership in the United States right now is not even close to being up to par. I'm saying that because of the communications that Bob elaborated on that were absolutely ridiculous on the part of people who are supposed to be world-class leaders. Point number one. Point number two, the fact that that the leadership in the United States doesn't seem to be realizing the gravity of the situation, Glenn, as you just pointed out, that makes me very, very frightened. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey and I have really enjoyed putting this show together. Hope you've enjoyed listening to it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.